Hangman, written by Jack Heath and read by Christopher Ragland. The blood is sticky and sour between my teeth.
You can't be here, sir, the FBI agent says, blocking the doorway. Move on.
I chew on my fingertip, tearing out another chunk of the nail. I work for you, I say. I'm a civilian consultant. The agent looks at my sneakers from Walmart, my stained jeans, my tattered sweater.
You got ID?
She asks. I left my credentials at home, expecting to know the agent on the door. Around here, people get shot just for saying the word cop. The house has green patches where the graffiti couldn't be scrubbed away. The letterbox is mangled from a baseball bat. A coyote-wolf hybrid, Kywolves they're called, limps around an overturned trash can up the street. His chewed-off foot would be in a bear trap somewhere. Some white teenagers in hoodies sip cheap beer nearby. Grinning like a jack-o'-lantern, one boy crushes his empty can and hurls it at the Kywolf, which leaps back. The kids cackle but keep their distance as the creature hobbles away between two crumbling fence palings. Footsteps from within the house. Raised voices. I need to be in there. Please, I say. The field office.
Unless you have ID, the agent says. You gotta leave.
The field office director called me. A few strands of hair come loose from her cap and fall into her eyes. She determinedly ignores them. She's black, about 5'8", same height as me, with no makeup and no wedding ring. Attractive in a tough, unsmiling sort of way. Her lanyard reads, Agent R. Thistle, Houston Field Office.
What's his name?
She asks.
The field office director.
Peter Luzon, I say. She looks me up and down again, reassessing. You want his social security number too? I ask.
You shouldn't know the director's social security number.
I shouldn't, but I do. I broke into his house and found it on his water bill. The trick to memorizing long numbers is to convert each digit into a consonant and then fill in the vowels with whatever makes a memorable image. The director's social security number, 404-625283, becomes RZRBNFNHS, which becomes Razorbone Funhouse. I remember it by picturing Peter Luzon shaving his cheeks with a straight razor until all his flesh is gone and the bone is exposed, and then calmly examining his handiwork in a funhouse mirror.